Today we're going to speak about a topic that is very relevant on Yom Tov, which is many times, especially if it's a two-day Yom Tov, somebody's lights go off, or his fridge stopped working, or the air conditioner broke. And the question arises, are you able to tell a goy to open the lights or to turn on the air conditioner or the like? And the question is, because on Shabbat, you can't. There's a problem in asking a goy to do a milacha for you. However, on Yom Tov, it could be that there are different restrictions and different parameters. What's the main difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov? On Shabbat, even things that are litzorich ochel nefesh, that you need for food, or you need for any davar ashave lechol nefesh, which is any bodily pleasure, is forbidden. But on Yom Tov, it says in the pasuk, ach asher yochal nefesh hu yaaseh lachem. Whatever is ochel nefesh, that could be done for you. So, since something, let's say you need an oven to be turned on, or you need a light switch for a benefit that everybody agrees is also a benefit, that should be allowed. That should be allowed. Nevertheless, the Mishnah in Masechet Bitzah, Daf Lamed Gimel, tells us that although you're allowed to do Melechet Havaran Yom Tov, which means you're allowed to have a fire, you're allowed to add on a fire and make it bigger, you're not allowed to start a fire. And the reason why you're not allowed to start a fire, and and motzin et ha'esh, that you're not allowed to start a fire, is the melacha dirabanan. Most poskim agree that it's a melacha dirabanan of molid, that you are creating something new, that you're being molid. And that's why midirabanan, you're not allowed to light a new fire. But mideoraita, once the fire is on, you're able to do that. So it's fundamentally different between Shabbat and Yom Tov. Which leads us to the following question. On Yom Tov, when somebody turns on electricity, what is he doing? What is he doing? So electricity is a subject that has been spoken about for the past, we'll say, almost 100 years already, that has been discussed. What is the, maybe even more than 100 years, what is the isur of electricity? And there's many different opinions that were suggested. At the beginning, many poskim understood that the only prohibition of electricity is that when you're turning on a light and there's a filament inside, it's called a havara. It's called havara, which means that you have fire. If you take a light bulb and you have a filament, it's havara. As a matter of fact, there was one gadol in Europe, the Ahiezer, who he would make a havdalah on a light bulb just to show that it was real fire. You'd make havdalah aburei moria esh on a light bulb just so it's real fire. And therefore, we find that the earlier Puskim, we'll call them before the 1950s for sure, they discussed electricity, and they discussed electricity even on Yom Tov. There's a Shelot Utshuvot Mitzur Dvash. Mitzur Dvash, he lived in Egypt, and he writes in Siman Yud, he discusses the muffet of electricity, the wonder of electricity, and he says that it could be that it's not called molid on Yom Tov because you already have a fire in the wires. You have the negative and you have the positive. I don't exactly know how much he was discussing it, but how if you have to look into the tshuva to see how he understood molid, it's not going to make so much of a difference. But he says that you had the positive and the negative, and you already have that in there. So just because the person is turning on the switch, that means he's removing a certain barrier. It's already existed. So he says maybe on Yom Tov, Mishum Havara, you would be allowed. And there were many other poskim that suggested something similar. David Chaim Skali from Oran in Algeria, Siman Kiryat Chana David in Chelek Bet, Siman Mem, also discusses something similar, and even the Ashkenazi poskim as well, the Aruch HaShulchan, in a letter, he discusses this as well. And their suggestion was maybe it's not considered molid, because you already have fire in there. Other poskim, Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Alif, Siman Chaf, vehemently disagrees on this premise of being called molid. He says anybody who knows the inner workings of Chashmel will tell you that the way that electricity works is that obviously you have the positive and negative, you have some type of power, but in order to channel that the power is able to come and actually do something, that's only when you turn on the light switch. And when you turn on the light switch, you're creating something. So the prohibition of molid is that you're creating something from nothing, You're definitely doing that by electricity, that although you had potential there, but you actually actualize that potential, and it looks like you're doing a melacha. The whole prohibition of molid is that it looks like you created something. Definitely when you turn on light switch and you turn on light, it's created. So many poskim disagreed with that premise of molid. There's other questions whether it's called a grama or not. Tzitz Eliezer says maybe it would be considered a grama when you turn on a light switch. He says even though it's not a grama legabe Shabbat, but legabe Yom Tov, it's molid means you have to actually molid biyadayim, and this is not called molid biyadayim. It's not called actually creating something with your hands. Other poskim disagree. One of the main poskim that understands it's called molid was the Bet Yitzchak. The Bet Yitzchak was one of the ones who early sources in Yoredei Chelek Bet and Maftechot LeSiman Lamed Aleph, he writes that making a circuit is called molid on Shabbat, and that would be the same case on Yom Tov. So whether you want to consider you're making a molid or not is a discussion, and there are poskim that said it was called molid and there were poskim that said it wasn't called molid. But this is all before the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in his sefer Chazon Ish, in Orach Chaim discusses the prohibition of electricity, and he says that every time somebody makes a circuit, he's building a circuit. He's bone. Now, there's much discussion in this Chazon Ish. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Minchat Shelomo Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Aleph questioned the Chazon Ish on this. But even Rav Shlomo Zalman, who we would say is at the forefront, argued against the Chazon Ish, still writes that his kavana is not to argue lehalacha on the Chazon Ish. It's in order just to speak and learning. But he accepted, and it's known that he was choshesh for the Chazon Ish, that this is how we should be posek lechila, like the Chazon Ish. Igrot Moshe in Chelek Dalev, or Moshe finds in Siman Pei Dalev, also says that electricity on Shabbat is an Isur de Oraita, which would mean that even on Yom Tov, it's one of the melachot that's not forbidden. It's not only because you are creating fire, because there's no fire in a circuit. He's saying it doesn't only apply to light bulbs, it applies to other electric items as well, where there's no fire. So he says there's an Isur de Oraita. Brought down in the Sefer Orchot Shabbat, Chelek Gimel, Perek Chavav, that Rabbi Yashiv, the Shevet Alevi, the Minchat Yitzchak, all understood that you have to be choshesh, like the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul in Or Letzion, Chelek Bet, Perek Mem Aleph, Od Bet, and in Or Letzion, Chelek Gimel, Perek Chav, also writes that we have to be choshesh, we understand like the Chazon Ish that anytime somebody makes a circuit, it's possible that he is being bone. And if so, there's a heavy opinion of the Chazon Ish that electricity is mishum bone. It's at least a safek de oraita. If that's the case on Yom Tov, although you're allowed to use fire on Yom Tov, and it's only an isur de rabbanan of molid, and on this there are poskim that discuss whether it's molid or not molid, but according to these poskim that we mentioned, there might be an issue of bone as well, which is that you are a circuit. Bone on Yom Tov is not permitted. Only melachot ochel nefesh are permitted, but building on Yom Tov is not permitted. And therefore, that is why Klal Yisrael does use chashmal on Yom Tov. It's a safek de oraita, safek like the Chazon Ish. And even if you want to say that it's, even those who argue like the Chazon Ish, namely the Bet Yitzchak, but the Bet Yitzchak says it's molid. So you have to be somech on really two or three different leniencies in order to be able to say not that way, which is why on the universal psak is just like we don't use chashmal on Shabbat. Chashmal is also not used on Yom Tov. So to Paskins is posek Rav Ovadia Yosef in a couple of places in Yabiyomer Chelek Bet, in I think Siman Chavav, and so in Siman Chavav, and so too in Chazon Ovadia. Rav Ovadia Yosef is posek the same way in Chazon Ovadia and in Meor Yisrael on Shabbat Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet. All these places, Rav Ovadia Yosef as well says, one should not use electricity on Yom Tov. He's a little bit more lenient in a case that somebody did do it, that he says not to protest against him. But as we mentioned, many sources say even that you should never, one should never, Chas v'Shalom, be lenient in that regard. But the question is, maybe regarding telling a goy, we would be more lenient. And there is basis to say that it could be that even though one is not allowed to use electricity on Yom Tov, turn on, or for sure turn off the lights, but one would be able to at least tell a goy to be able to use electricity to turn on the lights on Yom Tov, even if on Shabbat we would be machmir. And what's the basis to this? The basis to this is found in Tosfot, in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Tzadi He Amud Aleph. You have to know a little bit of Yom Tov for this. On Yom Tov, we have a rule that Melechot Ochel Nefesh is allowed. Anything that has to do with food is allowed. So, a melacha like kneading and borer and cooking, that has to do with food. Building, which is much later on, has nothing really to do with food. But Tosfot says that if in your particular case you're building in order to use it for food, that would be allowed. And the classic example he gives is making cheese on Yom Tov. Megaben gvinot is asur. Many Rishonim understand because you're being bone. What are you being bone? You're taking all the curds together and making them into one piece. So that's like bone, that also you take a bunch of pieces and you put them together. So Tosfot says on Yom Tov, maybe you'd be allowed to do bone if it's litzorech ochel nefesh, if it's for food. And ochel nefesh means only things that are also for bodily pleasures. That's a shave lechol nefesh. So there is a shelot u'tshuvot be'er Yitzchak. Be'er Yitzchak writes that if that is the case, one should be allowed to, one should be allowed if the electricity, according to Tosfot, what should be allowed to be able to use electricity on Yom Tov, because if the some say, according to the Be'er Yitzchak, I'm sorry, that electricity should be allowed, because if it's bonei litzorech ochel nefesh, it's allowed. Now, although lehalacha we're not posek like Tosfot, the Shulchan Aruch in Zimatat Tzadieh is not posek like Tosfot, it seems to be posek like the Rambam, that doesn't hold that way, but regarding telling a goy, it could be we could rely on the Be'er Yitzchak. It could be we rely on the Be'er Yitzchak. Furthermore, on Yom Tov, even though we mentioned it's a safek like the Chazon Ish, there are opinions that are a little that are not like the Chazon Ish. Although we're posek le'alacha for us like the Chazon Ish, but maybe on a goy we could add that onto the equation that you'd be able to tell a goy to use the electricity on to turn on electricity on Yom Tov. In Shilut Uchuvot Shevet Alevi Chelik Chet Siman Kuf Chafalef, he discusses this, putting in a plata on Yom Tov, and he says he's not so happy with using Tosfot Heter, but he says that it could be that anything that's used for food, which is and called even though it's not direct Ochel Nefesh, we call it Machshire Ochel Nefesh. We see that certain melachot of Bone or Makeh Bepatish are allowed, and he says just like that would be allowed. So since there are opinions that way, you'd be able to tell a goy. So once again, it gets a little bit complicated. But although we don't use chashmal on Yom Tov like we mentioned, because it's a safek de oraita, but regarding telling a goy, the rule is that anything that has a legitimate machloket, as well as telling a goy is only a dirabanan, and it's litzorech mitzvah, if you have a tzorech mitzvah of simchat Yom Tov, you shouldn't use the heter freely just for no purpose whatsoever. But if there's a tzorech Yom Tov, if you have a necessity on Yom Tov, your fridge is broken, it's sweltering hot, you're not going to be able to have a proper Simchat Yom Tov. And Simchat Yom Tov on is a deoraita. On this, one would be allowed to ask a goy to use the electricity. And Rav Avadi Yosef is posek this way as well. He says telling a goy to turn on something, and if it's a tzorich, he permits this as well. And as we mentioned, the Shevet Alevi permits this as well, so there is room to be lenient.
So in this case, You don't have to even hint. You can directly ask
him. Yes, and when we say you're allowed to ask a goy, does not mean hinting, it means telling him directly. Last year I had such a case that my fridge broke down, and I had my neighbors across the street. They thought I was crazy. I asked them to come into my house. So I explained to them it's only a religious thing, and I showed them my family here. I'm not a dangerous person. Please. And I told them directly what they have to do, and then I explained them nicely. Because the rule is, whenever you don't have a heter and you hint, you can't benefit from it.
Yeah.
But if you have a heter to do it, you could ask directly, and you could benefit from it. Because just like they permitted you to ask, they permitted the hana'a, the benefit as well.
Let's say if you forgot, you have like a stove oven which it's electrical, and it was like you put it on high right before the yom tov,
right,
and you forgot to turn it off. You could let it run for like to run for 2 days, but you know then it's gonna come with a very high electrical bill.
Right.
These like consume a lot of electrical.
That's a good question. So let's say somebody left his oven on, and it's going to consume a lot of energy. Is he allowed to ask?
You get bothered, you know that. Right. It's just such a waste.
That's a good question. So there are poskim that would be lenient on such regard. In other words, if it's a minimal loss, I wouldn't do it. But if it's a loss that is hefsed merube, that a person could lose a lot of money, definitely there is a heter to tell a goy on Yom Tov, as we mentioned, because of these reasons. On Shabbat, you wouldn't be allowed.
Where do you draw the line for hefsed merube?
That's a tough question that you're never going to have a clear answer. What's called hefsed merube? It's going to depend on the person. It's going to depend on the person, and it's going to depend on the situation. But if it's something that a person usually doesn't care about, that he would leave it for any other case, as just now because he says, oh, why not? I could be lenient. Then it would be better not to. But once again, on Yom Tov, if one also, in such a case, what I would do is that I would ask a goy to do something in a shinui. For example, I would tell the goy, and he would think I'm crazy once again, but if it's your housekeeper, they're your housekeeper, they already know you're crazy, that you would ask them to turn off the fire bishinui in an indirect manner. So then you have like a triple derabanan to be somechon. Then you would be able to permit it. Now it should be
like
known. Shinui means
I know. Like in this case, how?
In this case, I guess like this, like with their arm. What I would say is that also you have to keep in mind that nowadays a lot of the electric appliances, it used to be that you could turn on the stove. Once the stove is turned on, you could make it higher on Yom Tov. Nowadays, a lot of the electric stuff, every time you turn it higher, you're making another circuit. So you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. And also, so a lot of the dimmers also, they work that way. When you turn things on, it's making another electric circuit. So it doesn't work the same way. And since we are choshesh for the Chazon Ish.
We have a system in Israel now, even for electricity, you turn it on, you actually not making a circuit anymore.
Timers.
You heard about that?
There is such a thing. There is such a thing. I don't know if it's endorsed by the poskim. But on Yom,
Tov,
if the case is that on Yom Tov, you'd only increase the fire and there's no circuits being done, technically speaking, that would be allowed. But you have to know in the electric world if that is actually possible.
Just go and turn on the light.
one last question. Like on Yom Tov, there's like a fan which is on a timer. Now let's say the timer is off. Can you turn on the fan so when the timer comes on, like a few hours later, the fan starts?
That is higher.
Or change the speed.
Yeah. So when it's while off, it's can off. You adjust
you
it?
You can ask a guy to do it. Oh, while it's off?
While it's off.
Yes. Rav Shlomo about this in Minchat Shiromo Chelek Bet, and he says that if the fire is off and you want to turn it on, he says it might be a problem with Mukse, but he's lenient, and he says that.
But you know you can't put on, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's say it went off?
No, you have a timer.
It's off right now, but before it goes on, you want to make it higher, and when the timer is going to turn it eventually on.
And then when, the timer shuts off, can you put it down lower?
It would be allowed.
So that when it comes on, it's at a lower setting.
Yeah.
So basically,
it would be on.
Is that Mukse?
So that's the heat. Speaks about it, and he's lenient. He's lenient in that regard. That it's you sometimes. It's not going
to. So you need one of those digital timers that can
this
give
is
you,
the,
like, go for an hour.
This is the maskana. So once again, one is definitely not allowed to use chas v'shalom electricity on Yom Tov. But if somebody wants to ask a goy, he has what to rely on. Chazak. Baruch.